Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. An investigation by our own State Impact Pennsylvania has revealed that state health employees were told not to return phone calls from those who complained about natural gas drilling. Employees were given a list of drilling-related buzzwords and required high-level department permission to attend meetings or forums about Marcellus Shale. Let's learn more with State Impact Pennsylvania's Katie Culinary. Katie, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
Katie, when did that story first break, and how has the State Department of Health responded in the week since?
We first broke the story towards the end of June, and in the week since, the department has been really concerned about perceptions that they may not be doing a whole lot to address the issue of whether heavy drilling is causing illness. Last week, State Health Secretary Michael Wolf published an editorial in the Patriot News, and he outlined a number of initiatives that the department has been working on, working with the schools of public health in Pennsylvania to study the issue. And when we reached out to the two schools of public health in Pennsylvania, the University of Pittsburgh and Drexel University here in Philadelphia, we learned from them that there actually are no significant research collaboratives between those universities and the state to speak of. But according to the state, they've had meetings with several researchers from universities, and they're participating in a major study that's being led by a private healthcare system, Geisinger Health Systems. This week, we also learned that in the wake of some of these allegations from these former employees that we've reported, the department recently reached out to the Pennsylvania Medical Society to ask doctors specifically if they're seeing patients who are expressing concerns about their symptoms, which may be related to nearby gas drilling. And if they are, the department wants them to contact the Bureau of Epidemiology. In fact, that's where all of the complaints about environmental health concerns are supposed to go.
So does this mark the first time the department has reached out to doctors on the issue?
No. It turns out the department actually conducted a survey through the Pennsylvania Medical Society in July of 2012. The survey had about 14 questions asking doctors things like how many patients they've seen with complaints or concerns about drilling and how prepared they felt to talk with their patients about it. The Medical Society sent the survey out to about 8,500 doctors across the state, but unfortunately, only 126 of them actually responded.
Of those 126 responses, what then did the state do with the data?
The department said there really wasn't much they could do with it because of the low response rate. A spokeswoman said that the department determined that it was not statistically relevant. Reading through the results myself, I noticed that about 100 of the 126 doctors who responded did not answer most of the questions. Now, a guy I talked to at the Pennsylvania Medical Society said, again, the department recently reached out in the wake of some of this reporting and these concerns to talk about the possibility of doing a follow-up survey to see if there was anything they might have missed the first time.
So now, all these weeks on, how have perceptions changed?
Well, that's a really good question. We have a group of environmental organizations calling for an investigation from the state's attorney general into the issue. Recently, the state's auditor general put out a very critical report of how the Department of Environmental Protection handled water quality complaints about drilling. And a lot of folks are sort of wondering, could an audit of the health department be next? That's certainly not clear. If that's the case, then the auditor general's office and the attorney general's office aren't talking to the media about it.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you, Dave.
WHYY State Impact Pennsylvania reporter Katie Culinary on NewsWorks Tonight.